Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the DDP. I'm in Titus chapter 1, and I want to reread 10 and then 11. We're going to cover 11 today. Here's 10. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths, this is 11, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. The circumcision party, as we mentioned yesterday, would have been those who are trying to take believers into the Abrahamic circumcision and thus make them a member of the family of Abraham, whereas Paul would teach the Galatians that you only come in through Christ. You don't come in through circumcision. And Paul would literally use the illustration of circumcision as an illustration of an act that would be deemed a fall from grace. Sin is not a fall from grace, but an attempt to be righteous through performance is a fall from grace. Paul says in the 11th verse that this kind of ministry needs to have their mouth stopped. They're subverting whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. The subverting whole households is most likely a reference to the house churches that were springing up all over the world. I personally am very intrigued by the church model of community that has a grassroots beginning where people who have a commonality in their faith, they believe in Christ and His finished work, and they find one another. And then they go win others to that faith, and they do that in their homes. And I used to teach, because I used to see this way, I used to say they met in their homes because they were underground. They had to. It was the only way they could legally meet. That was not the case at the time of this writing. That would become the case in a couple hundred years at church persecution. But at this time, they were not meeting in their homes for sake of privacy. They were meeting in their homes because they already had a house. They didn't go get a building and everybody come together. They just said, hey, you come to my house. And then next week we'll go over to so-and-so's house. But they came together so that they could be a community. Paul said the dangerous circumcision party was actually subverting the work of entire house churches. So what was happening was this doctrine was going through like a virus into the house churches. Somebody must have been dropping in into the house churches, trying to bring people back under the circumcision teaching. And then a fascinating addition to the 11th verse, they're teaching these things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. For the sake of dishonest gain says that those who were teaching this were making money off of it. So they were actually teaching a doctrine that sounded holy, whereby the adherent would add works to their lives, and that the teachers were getting a dishonest gain out of it. Now, why was it dishonest? Because it was not the truth. Why was it gain? Because they must have been getting something from it. I believe that speaks to monetary gain due to the fact that earlier in the chapter, Paul said the qualification for an elder is that he not be greedy. And so then he tells us, let me show you some of these guys that are greedy. So I think what they were teaching was not just circumcision. I believe they were actually teaching the tithe. I believe they were teaching communal goods. I believe they were teaching bringing everything into the temple. I believe that this was a way for them to make money off of people through dishonesty, through a dishonest gain system. And Paul was infuriated by it. He said their mouths should be stopped. That's what I want to concentrate on tomorrow, the mouths being stopped, what it means and what it doesn't mean, which is just as big, from verse 11. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.